2.5 weeks ago, it was Ash Wednesday. It seems like forever ago, and also yesterday. We've been to the desert for the temptation and to the mountain for the transfiguration. We've traveled a lot in 2.5 weeks, but we are still pretty early in the journey. Now, Moses was pretty early in his journey when the Lord first called him to climb up on the mountain. Long before he would go up on the mountain to receive the law of God, Moses was summoned to climb the mountain to hear the voice of God and to receive the name of God. The Lord was calling Moses to lead the chosen people out of the bondage of Egypt, and because Moses was now standing on holy ground, he was told to take off his shoes. He took off his shoes. Moses was in the presence of the Holy One, the one who is the end of the journey. He had no need for shoes to help him walk. For a brief time on the holy mountain, Moses stood in the presence of the one who is the final destination. And when the encounter on the holy mountain had ended, Moses put on his shoes again to begin the journey to Pharaoh and to freedom. Now, St. Paul tells us about the journey too. He tells us about the journey of the people with Moses, about the journey for the people for his time and the journey for the people of our time. Paul tells us about the presence and the providential care of the Lord for his people, and about how the people rejected the Lord. He gives us a word of warning on the journey. But Jesus gives us a promise. While Jesus is on a journey, ultimately to Jerusalem, he tells us about a fig tree. The unfruitful fig tree was going to be removed. It was taking up space, it was using up resources, and it was producing nothing. And the owner of the orchard wanted to cut it down. But then his gardener interceded. Give it another year. Give it a little extra care. Let me work with it for one more season. Show a little patience toward the unfruitful fig tree. And that's the promise. It's the promise of the Lord Jesus to be a little patient with his disciples. The Lord God, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, has invited us, like he invited the disciples, to be part of the work that he is doing. On the holy mountain, the Lord appeared to Moses and invited him to be part of bringing the people of God to freedom. On the road to Damascus, the Lord appeared to Saul, later Paul, and invited him to be part of bringing all of the people of the world to faith and to salvation. The Lord Jesus chose 12 disciples to proclaim his word, to share in his work, and to act in his name. The Lord has chosen the weak and the broken to make present his strength and his holiness. For what God could have done without Moses and without Paul and without you and without me, he has chosen to do through Moses and through Paul and through you and through me. We have received a share in his work from his divine goodness, and we are allowed to continue his work because of his divine patience. The Lord has given us another season of growth this Lent so that we can bear fruit for the kingdom of God. And before he sends us out this week, the Lord calls us to this holy ground. We come here to rest our feet, for the journey is long. We come here to rest our feet because there is a rough road ahead that leads to a cross. We come to this holy ground and this holy altar because the one who invites us to rest our feet will wash our feet, dry them with his own hands, and feed us with the bread for the journey to walk to the promised land. Amen.